The next patient is Mrs. Linda Howard. The last name is H-O-W-A-R-D. It's the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that was diagnosed in 2021 with uterine cancer with metastasis to the liver and lungs. The patient has been followed by the oncologist, Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z. The medications that they have been using include carboplatin, paclitaxel, P-A-C-L-I-T-A-X-E-L, and bevacizumab, B-E-V-A-C-I-Z, like in Zulu, U-M-A-B. The patient developed deterioration of the kidney function with the serum creatinine went up to 2 mg/cent, and she developed significant proteinuria, 1700 milligrams per gram of creatinine, that was concerning. The last chemotherapy was given in December of 2022, the bevacizumab is known by the possibility of developing a nephrotic syndrome, and we have been following the patient closely in that regard. Today, the patient comes to the office for follow-up. The serum creatinine came down from 2.8 to 1.82. The estimated GFR has increased to 28.5 milligrams per cent. And the protein creatinine ratio has decreased to 1.2 grams per gram of creatinine. There is a progressive improvement of the condition. At this point, whether or not the patient should be given a therapy, including the addition of SGLT2, was recommended. The patient was given samples of 5 milligrams. And we wrote a note to the physician in Vermont for him to check the estimated GFR, the serum electrolytes, and the protein creatinine ratio as soon as she gets back in Vermont, was written. Adjustment of the medication or considering discontinue the medication should be done at that particular time when the patient have the kidney function checked. The patient was instructed about the condition, the medication, the side effects of the medication, the observation regarding the urinary output, even more when she is also on diuretics, were discussed in detail with the patient. This patient weighed 145 pounds today, and she was advised to increase the fluid intake if the body weight goes down to 141. Period. Number two, the patient has anemia that is related to the CKD, the underlying disease, chemotherapy. The hemoglobin is 9.4. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is dormant. The patient is taking the Plaquenil. The rheumatoid factor is less than 14. Following number, atrial fibrillation status post ablation. Period, we're going to make sure that the patient doesn't take any other SGLT2 inhibitor. She's not sure. We are going to call her back and make sure that the medications are clear. And precise, period. Following number, the patient has the uterine cancer with metastasis to the liver and lungs on chemotherapy. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, period. Tentatively, we are going to give an appointment in October when she plans to come back to Florida.